This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, what's up, Z-Pack? It's your boy, ZDogMD. Okay, check it out. First of all, if you haven't become a supporter yet, why not? It helps us do all this. You get private one-on-ones with me and CME credit for an episode like we did with Dr. Blair Duddy talking about home delivery and the risks and benefits thereof. I want to summarize that one here because it's so important to quickly make this statement, which is home delivery, delivering a baby at home, works really well in Europe. And the reason is they have certified midwives that are actually nurse midwives that are very well trained. They have systems and processes that keep people close to hospitals and a very good integrated system that allows the care to be delivered when things go wrong. Guess what we don't have in the United States? Any of that. And I'm telling you right now that I would never allow my own family or people that I love to deliver outside of a hospital setting in the United States. Why? Because there is an excess risk of 1 death per 1,000 deliveries when you do that. Why? Partially because some of the people delivering at home are not qualified to deliver babies at home. And I'm talking about certified professional midwives. These individuals, depending on your state, have minimal training compared to a certified nurse midwife or an obstetrician. And they often don't know what they don't know. And we have seen, as clinicians, deaths and disability, cerebral palsy, you know, anoxic brain injury from mistakes that these people have made in the home. And this is all because people have this sense that, well, if I deliver in the home, I'm less likely to get a C-section, I'm less likely to have all these medical interventions that could be harmful, and I'm gonna have an amazing experience that's gonna be this beautiful thing, and everybody wants to be at home. Hey, I'm sympathetic to all of that. But the truth is, when the shit hits the fan and things go wrong and you're at home, you are going to wish, and I have had mothers who have lost babies message me with a picture of them with a dead baby in their hand after they've delivered it home from some incompetent quack of an untrained non-nurse midwife at home responsible for the death of this baby. And you can see on the mother's face the regret. You can see it there. Why would you put yourself through that? Deliver the baby in a hospital. You can do your research. You can pick the hospital, pick the obstetrician, make sure you have your birth plan, pick a nurse midwife or an obstetrician that you like. That's great. Don't do it at home in this country unless your home is a hospital. And that's my advice. Simple as that. Hit share. If you disagree, I don't care. You're wrong. All right, we're out.
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters. and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.